Before coming to Finland, I had met a friend of mine in London when I was working years before, and he arranged for me the admission to Helsinki University of Technology in Finland, and that's how I decided to come to Finland. Well, in 1969, I had finished my university and ready to go. I sold everything I had, even my tape recorder, which I loved, to get enough money to buy the ticket, train ticket, and boat ticket to arrive to Finland. I had actually nothing. When I arrived in Finland, the Baha'i community of Finland helped me to stay in the Baha'i Center for a few months before getting enough money to rent a place for myself. They also arranged for me a working place in a restaurant. I was washing dishes and doing waiter, and at the same time doing my PhD research in Helsinki University of Technology. Well, this went on for half a year, and I was fortunate to be able to get a scholarship from government of Finland, and life started becoming really easy after that. I met my wife next summer, and on 1971 we got married, and we got two children, one boy and one girl. And a lot of time, of course, went in taking care of children. At work, after finishing my PhD in 1973, I also got finished citizenship, which was a great thing for me. And in 1974, I entered Nokia as a young engineer, working with quality and reliability engineering. I went to different parts of Nokia and worked in different departments, became kind of quality expert in Nokia, later presenting a lot of papers in different conferences around the world, and also in different conferences in Finland. And I traveled in several countries to talk to the customers about Nokia quality. At that time, Soviet Union was our biggest customer, and we had a lot of communications to work on the quality management. And eventually I became one of the quality leaders, which had great impact in bringing Nokia to become a top in telecommunication business and quality. Outside work, I had hobbies with a couple of my colleagues. We invented a new keyboard with the latest technology and built three of us three keyboards, and it was really fun. And I remember once when I was in hospital for a month to take care of my health, I was assembling the components on the PC board in the hospital, which was really funny. And we also built a family band. I taught my son and my daughter music. My son was playing the piano and drum, and my daughter violin. They studied at the school music, and eventually we made a family band, Aflatin Family Trio. We traveled around Finland, giving performances, and also in different countries. Eventually, I also invented an electronic yanchin and got a patent from Finland, which was something great. I built myself a prototype, but I never realized it to become commercialized. I was also active in UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, to help the poor children. And finally, after working 25 years for Nokia decided to send me to China, Suzhou, to set up a new factory.